Hare Krishna. Back in your Rajadham, and apologies that yesterday we weren't able to do the podcast, or possibly the day before either. And day before, we were actually traveling all from midday on all the way until 3 o'clock in the morning when we got to New Rajadham. So it was a long, long excursion. And then yesterday, I had to get up and go to the hospital, and then spent all of the morning and the afternoon there for some tests and meeting with a doctor. So that's why there was no podcast yesterday, but there's one today. And just getting ready for Radhastami in New Rajadham. Yesterday was Lalita Devi's appearance day. So, unfortunately, I didn't take a picture, didn't have time. Lalita Devi was on the altar with a jackal in her hand. And, which is a pastime that I think many devotees know. If you don't, you can read about it in Navaraja Mahima. And yeah, a few words about Ukraine Festival, very, really wonderful festival. One of the outstanding features, there were many, was how many devotees there were there. And there were like over 7,000 devotees at the festival itself, and of whom 1,000 were volunteers. It was a nice sight. Particularly, the weather was very nice. It was beside the ocean, and there were a lot of guest speakers. There were seminars during the day, and in the evening into the night, not late night, because everyone was going to the morning program, starting with Mangal Aarti. Until 10 o'clock at night, there was kirtan. And there were many devotees who were there. Let's see, Indradumna Maharaj, Niranjan Maharaj, obviously as the host, Devamrita Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj, Madhava Prabhu, and Banu Maharaj. So it was a very, very, very well organized festival. The devotees were very, very kind and accommodating. And we had a table set up for taking orders on Navaraja Mahima. And that was very, very successful. It was both successful as well as very encouraging. Roughly 50 sets were purchased, which was very good, because although I wasn't there all the time, but I kept going there to sign books, because they were also selling other Krishna and Vrindavan books, either Russian ones, which the Russian devotees print, and or some of the English ones, which we took. I must have signed 200 books in the time that I was there. And the interesting thing was that of the devotees who ordered Navaraja Mahima, probably half of them didn't or hardly spoke English. In other words, they're going to have to learn English and if they're going to read the book. But they were just so enthusiastic and appreciative. And as I said, that was very, very encouraging. And now we're back. And tomorrow's Radhastami. And Naranja Maharaj and Devamrita Maharaj and Chandramoli Maharaj was also at the festival. And Sureshwar Prabhu and all the devotees are already here. Guests from abroad. So looking forward to having a nice festival. and this morning spoke, talked in Srimad Bhagavatam class, and which I was late for because there was no warm water in the house, so I had to wait before I could to take a bath because it's gotten very chilly here. And if I take a cold water bath, then I'm guaranteed to get a good cold or even pneumonia. Anyhow, what the class ended up being is, well, what the title here is, it is about questions and answers. And what really struck me was, this was from second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Shukadeva Goswami is asking these series of questions on creation. And his questions are so well articulated, lucid, concise, well informed, and it reminds us of how devotees should also ask and formulate their questions, and also of how, unfortunately, often they don't. You know, when you ask a question, although questions are usually about what you don't know, but in order to formulate what you don't know, you also have to be able to express what you do know. And that's the learning process. Being able to express what it is that you want to know based on what you already do know. Everyone knows something. You don't know anything, then you're really in trouble. At least you know how to speak. If you don't know how to speak, then it's really hard to formulate any questions. And in Krishna consciousness, everyone is at some stage or another of devotional service, so they can ask questions based on that. And one aspect of asking questions, aside from really thinking them through, which is something that I often find that devotees don't do, think through what it is that they want to say rather than just sort of talking and asking, expecting the poor Bhagavatam speaker or whoever to just sort of figure out what it is that they're even trying to ask, what to speak of, giving an answer. You've got to figure out what the question is. So to being able to point out and nicely articulate the question, and that one asks questions according to one's adhikar, sui sui adhikari yi nishta. That people ask questions according to what they do know. For instance, an example is that children, for instance, who have just come from second grade into third grade, then they ask questions on the basis of what they've learned in second grade. And what they're being taught is raising them in third grade, is raising them to a higher level of knowledge using that knowledge which they've already learned. However, if a second-year student asks something about what's going to be taught in the fifth grade, then the teacher is going to say, well, you'll learn that later. But let's just go step by step. Why? Because you don't have the machinery, you don't have the knowledge, you don't have the systematic development to be able to understand, even if you receive the answer, to be able to understand what it is that is the answer to that question that you're asking. Like, if children don't even know what numbers are, then what's the use of asking how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide? First, you've got to learn what a number is. And what 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, what those figures, what they actually correspond to. And once that's clear, then you can start the process of arithmetic and learn arithmetic like that systematically, one step after another. So this process of systematic questions and answers is very important, asking questions according to one's level of advancement and asking questions that take one to the next level, not to some far-off level. As for instance, when devotees would ask Srila Prabhupada some esoteric questions, Prabhupada would just say, well, you don't need that, so wait for that later. Or he would give a different thing. He would answer, actually, what devotees, give an answer to what devotees should actually be asking, rather than what they are asking. Because it's impudence to go forward. Indeed, in this Sve verse, Krishna says it's irreligious. It's irreligious for someone to try to come to a stage of Krishna consciousness that he's not qualified for. And the process of question and answers is meant to achieve just that. It's meant to be raising us to another level of Krishna consciousness. And yet, the questions and answer process is so important that it's the integral, and I could say almost the only way in which we see that Vedic literature actually teaches us and instructs us, gives us guidance to go forward. So questions and answers are always the basis of Krishna consciousness. Arjuna asks questions, Krishna gives him answers, similarly in Bhagavatam. And for us to really be in tune with what Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is all about, we should actually study what are the questions and what are the answers to the questions. That's why sort of reading Bhagavad Gita or reading Bhagavatam is not really studying those sacred literatures. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to study. How will we get to higher stages of devotional service if we're also not understanding what these texts are about or what's in these books? And what's in them is questions and answers. And those questions and answers take us through a progressive stage of development from the very beginning of devotional service to the most advanced stage. But if one does not follow that sequence, if one does not understand it, and then of course not only just not understand it, but apply it, then even though one may have read Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, one has not understood it. And it will take much, much longer. It will take a long time to advance in Krishna consciousness. So that's what's called studying this. And, for instance, we have both Bhagavad Gita overviews and Srimad Bhagavatam overview. Well, not completely, but it's there. Bhurijan Prabhu is doing that to have devotees understand what actually are the topics, what are the questions, what are the answers to those questions. Because very often we see that, for instance, Shukadeva Goswami may ask a string of 20 questions, and, Parikshit Maharaj asks a string of 20 questions. Shukadeva Goswami gives the answers in later chapters, but he does not specifically just say, to your question number 3, this is the answer. He's leaving it up to Parikshit Maharaj, who is more intelligent than the average listener, to actually figure it out what is the question and what is the answer. And in order to do that, we need to study. Unless we really study what's being discussed, then we'll miss the whole lesson of Bhagavatam, which is Paramahamsa Samhita, which is the Samhita for the Paramahamsas, the sacred literature for the Paramahamsas, and also meant to raise us to the Paramahamsa stage. It will raise us to the Paramahamsa stage, provided that we really apply ourselves to understanding it very carefully. So, very serious thing, all of, or almost all of the Upanishads are also questions and answers. Same thing with the Puranas, same thing as we see with our literature. How to ask questions and therefore get suitable answers, how to get most out of the question and answer process, how to understand the questions and answers, which are actually the essential questions and answers. If we don't know what questions to ask, then they've already been asked for us in order to elevate us to the transcendental platform. These things are worthy of contemplation by Vaishnavas and applying ourselves very seriously if we really want to advance forward in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.